I wondered if I'd ever find the spark again with someone else. I decided that for the time being, I was done with guys. I was going to enjoy my fresh start and focus on my passion for painting. The yard was overrun with weeds and vegetation, but my dad had hired someone to fix it up. When he was finished, it would be the perfect place for me to pursue my art. I quickly threw my curly black hair into a messy ponytail and slipped my feet into my white tennis shoes. I was wearing a white t-shirt and my favorite pair of skinny jeans, which hugged my curves so tightly they felt like a second skin. I'd washed them so many times that they were faded, super soft and form-fitting in all the right places. There was a large rip in the right knee, but that only gave them originality. Silver and leather bracelets dangled from each of my wrists, and sterling rings adorned my fingers. I looked into the mirror, wiped the smeared eyeliner from beneath my brown eyes, and headed outside. It really was a beautiful place to live. Our yard was surrounded by towering trees that stretched high into the sky. I listened to birds chirping as the sun shone on my face and a cool breeze ruffled my hair. I loved the woods that were part of my new home. Inhaling the clean air, I smiled. I'm really going to enjoy my fresh start here. And so is Max, I thought as the dog explored the backyard. He was fascinated and intrigued by all the new smells and sounds. Suddenly, Max's ears shot back, as if he had noticed an animal in the woods. Peering closer, I glimpsed a white-tailed deer sipping from a puddle. My heart melted as I gazed at that adorable creature nestled among the trees. It seemed totally unaware of us watching it, until a sharp bark from Max scared it almost to death and the poor animal darted off into the vegetation. He wasn't used to all the natural wildlife, but I knew he was going to love it there just as much as I was, if not more. His barks became fierce, then he suddenly bolted through the trees, deeper into the woods. I guessed he decided to pursue the fleeing deer, and I decided then and there that I'd have to keep him on a leash. Max! I yelled. Come back! He didn't listen. I glanced back at the house, wondering if I should get my parents for help. The woods and its inhabitants scared me a little. I stood there a while, debating my next move. Finally, I decided to just go a little ways into the woods. But I did, if only for a brief second, wonder about the odds of running into a bear. I stepped through the vegetation at the edge of the lawn and took a tentative step into the woods beyond. I glanced around looking for any signs of Max, but he was nowhere in sight. I called for him a few times, only to get no response. I was beginning to worry when I heard a bark in the distance. Without a second thought, I took off, sprinting deeper into the forest surrounded by our property. Finally, I pushed aside some green vegetation and scanning ahead, I could finally see my beloved and ornery pet. Max! I shouted. Come back! He gave me the doggy version of the I see you but I don't care look, then started sniffing the ground. As I made my way toward him, I was seriously considering obedience classes. My thoughts were interrupted when a thorn grazed my skin. Biting my lip to stave off the pain, I swore I'd never let that cantankerous canine off his leash again. I stumbled a bit to the left, tripping over a pile of termite-ridden, moss-covered, rotting logs. Stumbling on, I broke through more of the towering ferns, but Max once again disappeared into the thick vegetation. I couldn't see him anywhere, but could still hear him barking. Panting, I spun in a slow circle, trying to decide what to do. I was afraid I might get lost if I went in any deeper, but I couldn't just desert my best friend. The snap of a twig behind me, followed by the unmistakable crunch of dry leaves, halted me in mid-step. I strained to listen. Was that Max? Snap. The sound of another branch breaking echoed through the quiet forest. Max! I yelled, scanning through the trees and the high grass ahead. Come here, boy! Silence. With my senses now on full alert, I swept an uneasy gaze through the surrounding trees. I whistled for Max, calling out, Here, Max! Come on, boy! Let's go home! The sound of the crickets and chirping birds was my only reply. I jumped, startled, as a sudden flash of tan glinted to my left. For a split second, I saw amber-colored eyes in the foliage. Panic struck. I was sure it was some kind of wild animal. I worried that Max might have been attacked, knowing that one bite to the throat might prove fatal. Fear began to take hold, and I grabbed a long, sturdy stick. It wasn't much of a weapon, but I'd be able to poke those yellow eyes out if their owner came after me. A menacing growl broke the silence. My heart thudded against my ribcage, and a shiver swept over my skin. What was I thinking? Running after Max had been a dumb idea. My dad had warned me about black bears, coyotes, mountain lions, and bobcats. He hadn't said anything about tigers, but it was still quite the oh my situation. I knew that the creature, whatever it was, had also seen me. There was no point in trying to hide. I had to call for Max again. I couldn't possibly leave until I knew he was okay. Max! I yelled, pointing the stick at the eyes peering out from the vegetation, ready to fight with every ounce of strength I had. Finally, Max burst through the thick plants, bounding toward me. I clutched my heart and let out a sigh of relief when I saw that he was unharmed. He immediately took a protective stance in front of me and started growling, snarling.